A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Just needed to get that out of my system, Molly. Well, I'm in deathbed and I'm not allowed to have any time off, am I?
Oh, no, listen to you.
Never lets me off, folks. Oh, gonna get no sympathy.
We'll explain more in a second. Oh! Blow your nose before we start. Are you productive?
Pardon?
Are you ready?
It's a bit rude, isn't it?
Molly Green and
Darren Rudge.
I saw Monty Don just going hell for leather with a hoe.
I'd certainly keep them going all the year round.
The Happy Garden.
Hello, you. Can I still say Merry Christmas? Well, a Happy New Year from the Happy Garden podcast. Hope you had a gorgeous time at Christmas, and you and your family had a joyous and a peaceful time as well. My name is Molly. Let's get your expert on, a man who is now a year older than when we last spoke to him on the Happy Garden podcast. He's also a lot sicker because he's got COVID. It's Darren Rudge.
Hello. Oh.
You got the vid, man. It's finally caught up with you.
Got the vid. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, Darren.
But the vid for about 5 days. Wish it'd go away.
It's, have you tested this morning? Are you positive? Still?
Yeah,
oh, you are.
Still positive.
Oh, honey. There's quite a tale behind it as well, which we will tell very, very shortly. You and I, we must say, are not together. As always, I do miss you, but we're sat in separate areas of the West Mid, so...
And we're isolated.
We're isolated, but you don't have to isolate from your family because everyone's come down, haven't they? Your end.
Yeah, the whole family's got it.
Oh, Dazzler.
It's one of these things you want to share, Molly.
No, you're all right. I love you, but you're all right. Oh. Well, thank you so much. I did promise you we're just going to do a quick Happy Garden podcast just to say Happy New Year to everybody and just clock in. But I'm not going to keep you long because you might faint. Are you dressed? I'm still in my dressing gown.
I'm in my Marvel Avengers lounge
pants. Oh, that's
nice. And I've got a T-shirt on. And my general routine for the last 5 days is slump in front of the TV, be fed, and give them coffee.
Be fed? Gosh, that's unusual, Darren. You must be ill.
It's not like me at all,
no,
is it?
Yes, it's really not like your normal routine at all. Well, listen, we're talking to you from, let me look at my watch, Wednesday, 9 a.m, 27th of December. It's all over, bar the shouting. So, yeah, Darren and I just touching base with you, but we're both in our pyjamas. Don't know about you, but our house is a state. There's wine bottles everywhere. We haven't even tidied up from Christmas yet.
No.
Fabulous.
Why bother?
Why bother? So anyway, what we're going to be doing today, there's not much. Oh, I've got your interviews to be played out today.
Oh, yes.
Gardener's World live interviews with Bob Sweet and Lucy Tremlett, who you sat down with a few weeks ago. So that'll be good. We're going to be talking about tree cycling, aren't we? Getting rid of your Christmas tree in the next week or so, if you want.
Yeah, some fascinating ideas we'll be putting out there for you folks.
And Keith, who emailed thehappygardenpodcast@gmail.com, foolishly left his phone number. So we're going to try him in a few minutes as well. We're going to give Keith a ring as well. It's all that and more to come here on the Happy Garden Podcast. If Darren makes it. Oh. I don't know if that was a cough or a laugh. Love you so much.
I think it was combined, actually. I think it was a coffee laugh.
A coffee laugh. Now, shall we start with some jobs for the week ahead? Still very, very mild across the UK, but wet and windy for a few days. So let's see what we can be getting on with.
Now in the Happy Garden.
Oh, I say, sweetie, this is my favourite bit. Time for Darren to be absolutely flabulous and regale us with his gardening jobs for the week ahead.
Well, yes. Go.
So, it's root bald season and bare root season, folks. So if you want to plant trees, evergreen trees and deciduous trees, now is a really good time to do it. Because it's a quarter of the price, it's at least half the price. So it's a money-saving tip as well. So if you've got trees, hedging and shrubs that you want to get planted, it's a fabulous time of year to do it. Because conditions are warm, it is still very mild, folks, and it is quite wet as well. Don't plant in really wet conditions because that does the plants no favours at all. If you haven't pruned your roses yet, folks, you naughty people, then make sure that they're given a really good prune through, because we will have some really windy sessions to come as we go through the winter months, and they can suffer from what's called wind rock, especially as we go through the winter months. And then finally, just check newly planted trees and shrubs that have been staked. Make sure that the stakes are nicely secure.
Thanks, Darren. We'll have more jobs a little bit later on, if Darren is still conscious. You're right. I'm going to have to check with you every 10 minutes. You okay?
I'm all right. I'm bearing through.
Are you bearing through?
Yeah, I'm bearing through.
Oh, listen to you.
I'm all.
You could do, you're all. So you could do some sort of advert for... well, I don't know.
For what?
I don't know. Something that requires a very deep voice.
Barry White.
That's the one. Yeah, Old Spice or something like that. I don't know.
Old Spice.
I don't know. I'm very tired, Darren. I'm still in my dress again. I don't know what's going on either. I don't know how this podcast is going to turn out. Neither of us are with it.
Oh, dear.
Are we doing jokes, by the way, today? We forgot to include them in the menu.
I've done some mice jokes.
You?
Some mice jokes.
Write that down somewhere. We'll do that after tree cycling. Mice jokes. It's not on the menu.
No.
I've put it on the menu. Shall we hear your first part? Well, actually, it's the second part because we've already played out the first part. So this is the second part. We've got part three to come of your interview with Bob Sweet and Lucy Tremlett.
Oh, yes, please.
Gardeners World Live. They came to see you, didn't they, at Winterbourne?
Did, yeah. Well, they came to see us at Winterbourne Gardens, like you say, because we've got lots of students that are interested in doing what's called a beautiful border at the NEC, BBC Gardeners World Live.
That's June, is it, next year? Well, no, it'll be this year. Some people will be listening after New Year, 2024.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is probably going to go out just before New Year, isn't it? So some people will be listening to us in 2024. Oh, that's...
Hey, future people. Yeah,
morning.
If you're listening to this, you will be going back to the future.
Yeah, you will, yeah. Wow. Yeah. But, yeah, June 2024. Come along, have a go. I dare you. Come and challenge yourself.
Yeah.
It's fabulous stuff. It's really good fun.
Well, that was the first part of Dazzle's interview. When did we play that? A couple of weeks ago. Just having a go. Having a go. You haven't got to have experience. You've just got to have the balls to do it, really. Now, this bit is where Darren sat down again with Bob and Lucy. And Bob starts by telling Darren about the actual judging system.
Well, I think there's needs to be a sort of line drawn between what's always been a judging system. The RHS are well known for their judging system. The RHS shows, Chelsea in particular, has always had a sort of judging feel to it. You know, the way the show is set up is all about what level of medal people can achieve from the judging process. When we set up BBC Gardeners World in 2016 to operate under its own steam, because prior to that it was part of the RHS, from 2016 we decided to draw a line in the sand, decided we would abandon judging and move to assessment. And in order to make a demarcation, we set our own criteria, set our own levels of medals, and we wanted to discontinue any association that this is a RHS medal, it's a BBC Gardeners World medal. So we do start, or I say we start, our highest medal is a platinum. Again, our lowest medal is a bronze. But it does mean that the levels achieved at the show are completely different, and they are awarded on a set of different criteria to those that might be awarded at Chelsea.
And it is very, very approachable, isn't it, that assessment process? It's not, as you said, Bob, a judge standing there with a clipboard, with a Panama hat, tapping his clipboard and tutting.
We don't have assessors sat on shooting sticks. This is definitely an interactive process. And I think, Darren, you mentioned earlier that one of the great things about BBC Gardeners World Live is that it is accessible to everyone. We do see lots of charity groups, we see individuals, we see people starting out on their horticultural careers, so we see students, we just see good friends and neighbours who we accept into the show, encourage them and support them to do exhibits. And guess what? They also are very proud, and they want to show their friends and neighbours what they've achieved. And that becomes the real West Midlands atmosphere about the show. It's really important. The assessment process needs to be friendly people sharing and giving their expert views on how they might do better in another time, or patting them on the back for what they've achieved. So, yeah, overall, it's a very, very friendly process.
So that's a really nice link. We made a really nice link there to move on to the next sort of area I want to talk about. This is really professional, guys, honestly. Because you're talking about accessibility and getting into this obsession that becomes show gardening. Now, show gardens can be quite a frightening sort of thing to take on board, can't they? This big area. So people at BBC Gardeners World Live can actually do what's called a beautiful border, can't they? And that is a really accessible way to get into garden shows and actually showing what you can actually do and put your wares out there. So, Lucy, I'm going to come to you first. Okay, tell us a little bit about this year's beautiful borders and what beautiful borders actually are, because applications are open right now, aren't they?
They are open, and they're open until the end of January. The beautiful borders are essentially a small space show garden. So they're what can be created within 9 square metres, either a square or a rectangle. And they are, well, they're in numbers of plenty at BBC Gardeners World Live. They are one of the visitor favourites. We tend to have around 25 to 30 of them on show at the show each year. And for designers, for landscapers, for charities, for community groups, it's a stepping stone into creating a show garden at a flower show. It's an opportunity to maybe create something that's a bit less of a financial and time investment, but also exemplify what designers, or like I say, landscapers, charity groups, can create in a small space. So the theme for them this year is Share My Space. The idea is that you can look at who you share your garden space with, whether that's your friends, your family, whether it's with nature, whether it's taking wildlife into consideration. They are completely interpretable to what sharing your space means to you.
Bob Sweet and Lucy Tremblett sitting down with our Darren then, and we'll play the last bit, Darren, about how Gardeners World Live actually decides what goes into the show. shortly. They're such nice people, those two.
Oh, they're great. They're brilliant. And they're so much supporters of people, Molly. Obviously, they've got a show to run. They want their show to be the very best it can actually be. And that is such a good thing to have behind the show, actually. But they really do care for people. They really, really do care for you and supporting you. So, if you've never, ever thought of doing something like this, then get involved. It's absolutely superb fun. You get to meet people like me.
Like Darren, yeah.
When I haven't got COVID.
Well, before we call Keith, let's do a quick Darren update then. Let's do... Because, of course, today was supposed to be, oh, how was your Christmas? How was everything? And I was working at the BBC on, what would that have been, the Sunday, the Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
And I said to my producer, let's get our Darren on, because I knew that you were going somewhere on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Which you've been invited to because of all your brilliant voluntary work and your community projects, which we've talked about on the Happy Garden podcast before, all the stuff that you do. So go on, over to you. You'd been invited for the most marvellous day out.
Well, we'd been invited into the director's box at the Molyneux, which is the Wolverhampton Wanderers football stadium, obviously. Now, I don't really follow football or anything like that, but one of the directors sort of said, you know, for all the good work that you do for the community, bring the family along and come and have a day with us. And it was going to start at, in past tense here, it was going to start at around about 11 o'clock.
Because I'd had you on the radio at 10.
Yeah, that's right.
And come about 10:30 when we'd finished chatting, I said, look, I'd better let you go, Darren, because you've got to go and get your elf costume and get up the Molyneux. And then what happened?
Well, they asked you to do a COVID test and we tested positive.
All of you?
Yeah.
So, oh, my God. And you didn't know, you had no inkling, you didn't feel bad or...?
We got a sniffle.
Right.
So, I mean, that's all I could say at the time was Mrs. Darren and me had got a sniffle.
Yeah.
And that was it, really. We thought it was just like a winter cold.
Yeah, because everyone's ill at the minute.
Didn't feel really ill or anything like that. So we couldn't go.
What was that like? Did they actually sort of bring the stick back to you and say,
oh, they
what happened?
They just said, you know, you can't, because it's an enclosed room and you're going to be with sort of, there's sort of like 50 people that are there. You sit down for a meal and stuff.
I was going to say, you were due a 5-course, sod the football, you were due a 5-course meal, weren't you?
I did ask if I could have a doggy bag.
Can I owe that food. So a quiet Christmas then, so it's still peaceful and lovely.
Yeah, it's been not too bad. We still had our Christmas lunch and stuff like that. The only one thing is we couldn't get together with my son and our new little baby granddaughter. I mean, in the new year, we'll do a big meal and get together and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah. Have you had the vid before, or is this the first time?
Yeah, no, I've had that. I've had COVID first time round.
Do you know, me and Mr Green and I, we still, as far as we know, still haven't had it. I must, counting in bed last night, I think I know 17 people with COVID. And I'm counting your whole family as one. So it's rife at the moment. I don't know how we've avoided it.
Well, I would not have tested, I must admit.
Well, yeah, we don't all have tests at home.
I would not have tested unless I was sort of...
guest star at the Wolves.
Asked to do so.
But again, thank you for doing this podcast. Oh, here we go. Right, should we call Keith?
Yeah, let's call Keith.
All right. I had a lovely email with some photos from Keith. He emailed the Happy Garden Podcast at gmail.com. You can always get questions to us, thehappygardenpodcast@gmail.com. You can let producer Dean give you all the ways to get in touch here.
If you'd like to get in touch with Molly Green and Darren Rudge at the Happy Garden Podcast, then all you have to do is follow them on social media. Just search for the Happy Garden Podcast. If you'd like to send them an email at the Happy Garden Podcast, you can email thehappygardenpodcast@gmail.com. Can we say Happy Garden Podcast just one more time? The Happy Garden Podcast.
So Keith had emailed us all sorts of bits and bobs. There were some photos and he was talking about the weird and wonderful things that you can use as planters. So I thought we'd give him a bell, Dazzler.
Okay.
All right.
See if the pod phone works.
I was about to say, I haven't used the burner phone in I don't know how long. I've charged it up, so that's good. Hang on, we turn it on there. That's my secretive go-go gadget voice. Okay. Here you are.
Oh, blimey, it's ringing.
It was a good start, isn't it?
Hello?
Morning, Keith. It's Molly and Darren.
Morning, Molly. How are you this morning? You have a nice Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. I'm fine, Keith. Darren's got COVID, but I've still made him come to work.
Is it very bad or just a cold, like?
Darren? Is it very... Anyway, I bet he coughs.
It's very, really very bad, Keith. It's really
terrible,
bad, Keith.
Yeah.
How are you, Keith? How was your Christmas?
It was very good. I was over at my sister's Christmas Day, and then I come home Christmas night, and then went back yesterday.
Yeah.
And some of the friends come round. It was very good, yeah.
Good. Right, Keith, you dropped us an email with some lovely photos on, and... you're so fascinating as a gardener because using all sorts of bits and pieces as planters, you're very imaginative.
Yeah, it all started 30 years ago, 40 years ago. I'd seen things growing out of walls, plants growing out of walls. Mm. And I thought, it must be, plants will grow anywhere that's got soil. And then I was working for a chap and he was growing them out of bottom of bottles and he showed me how to do that. And ever since, I see so much, and I think, that'll be a planter. I could plant something in that. And that's how it's gone. I sent you the tower a couple of weeks back with the pansies in. So you get 26 pansies in a water pipe.
Yeah.
And I found the water pipe on the site here. So I drilled all the holes in it, got somebody to paint it. It's perfect. It's 3 foot high. It's a 6 foot pipe. You get 26 plants in it. It's spectacular.
And it was free. Have you got any questions, Keith? Can we help you with anything today?
My bougainvillea.
How is your bougainvillea?
It lasted until... It's still in flower today.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And that's
and that
been flowering now. And that's... I bought it from one of the German supermarkets 3 years ago. And I've asked you a couple of times about it.
Yeah.
And last year you said, because it had flowered and flowered and flowered. I left it out for the winter, for the summer outside, no watering, except, when it was really bone dry. And then I brought it back in, and it come back into green, and there's pink again. And it's been absolutely immaculate.
Yeah, that's such a delicate flower. You feel as though you have to be really, really sort of delicate with them. But actually, they're really roughy-tufty, and they'll just provide flowers totally and utterly year in, year out, won't they, Keith?
Oh, yeah, it just keeps going. I mean, when you look at them out in the, the sunny countries, they grow as edges, don't they?
Yeah.
They don't get a seed. You can only check them from cuttings. So how do they all spread when they're in the desert or when they're, on the continent? That's what always amazes me.
Well, it depends on the type of bougainvillea that you're talking about, because some, what they call species bougainvillea, do produce seed, Keith. But the cultivated versions don't tend to do that.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because it's been bred out of them. Species bougainvillea will. So it's a natural thing for them to do. But cultivated versions, i.e. person-made, basically, it's probably been bred out of them, so you can't collect seed from them.
Well, listen, Merry Christmas, if it's not too late to say that. Happy New Year. I've no doubt we'll speak to you on the Happy Garden Podcast in 2024, fingers crossed.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Happy New Year, my friend.
And you.
Happy New
Year.
Thank
you for ringing.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, what a lovely man. How inventive is that?
Yeah.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And, and just to look around and think, I can make a planter of that.
I remember you've done lots of sort of little slots, mini-series on, oh, my goodness, anything that you find on, tyres. I mean, they make good... planters, don't they? Old tyres, and they're good for potatoes if you stack them.
Well, old cups, if you've got a cracked cup, you can still plant into them. Obviously, you need a fair bit of drainage in the bottom or something that won't mind being sort of sodden. But I've still got your smiley cup that I plant up every year. Do you remember you bought me a golden cup with a smiley face
that
on there?
That was years
ago. It said Mr. Sunshine on there. I've still got it.
Was it cracked when I gave it you?
Yeah, no, but it did a crack eventually.
Oh, that's all right.
It was only chep.
How rude!
That's cheap, folks. It's black country for
black
cheap.
Black country, jeppy, damn chip. Oh, that's really nice. As long as you put, as you say, either... Yeah. Well, it's difficult to drill
bulbs
holes
in
the
it
cup,
every year.
Drainage.
And every year the bulbs, Chinodoxia they're called.
Nice.
And every year those bulbs come up, I think, of Molly Gray.
Do you now?
I do.
Oh, that's lovely.
Touch the cup and I say, Thank you, Molly, for my little ray of sunshine.
Dang, you made me cry. That's really nice. Thanks, Darren.
You forced me to do a podcast when I'm on my death.
How are you? Oh, I forgot to check in with you 10 minutes ago. How are you feeling now?
I'm all right. Are you okay? I'm doing all right. I'm pacing myself.
Are you? Okay. Don't peak, because we've still got... In fact, because we're doing a short one, we haven't got much left. We've just got jokes and a bit of tree cycling to do, and then you can...
Okay.
Then you can... Well, I don't know. You're not going to do anything, are you? You're just going to sit there for the rest of the day.
I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. Got okay. Nothing else to do.
But even that's nice, actually, that you can just take it easy. And hopefully you'll test. My friend, who's just got over COVID, she tested positive for over 2 weeks.
This is what I'm worried about, because I'm back to work next week.
Well, yeah, fingers crossed you'll be okay. There is so much illness around. Our boss at work, he's got this cough he's had to have antibiotics for, and I know a fair few people have, and it's called a 100-day cough. Well, I don't know. The papers have labelled it a 100-day cough. And people are, like, breaking ribs because they're coughing so much. Yeah, there's all sorts going around at the moment. Right, shall we get on your part three of the Gardener's World live chat with Bob Sweet, show director, and Lucy Tremlett, who is, we can't remember a title, can we, which is very, very important. So Bob started by, well, Darren sat down with them both a few weeks back at Winterbourne Gardens in Birmingham and asked just how Gardener's World live decide what does go into the show.
We always look at what the visitors are looking at. In other words, sometimes I go around and take photographs of what visitors are looking at, because it tells a story to me. It tells me the story about what are the subject matters that are being most in the most interesting. It also tells you a little bit about whether, as you say, it's again another interactive process on the borders. It's the satisfaction from the exhibitor of doing it. It's the intrigue and satisfaction of the visitor being able to see what's been achieved. So it's working both ways. It is quite interesting, because we have quite a range of people who want to stage borders. Some are pretty slick and pretty organised and know what they want to do, and they do it effortlessly. We then have groups who, to be quite honest, have never done it before. They struggle to know where to start, and we need to support them and encourage them along the way. So some start with nothing. They grow a few seeds. They put their community resources together. Some of the ladies knit. Some of the people have got some plants growing in some jam jars. And so it goes on. And somehow that gets pulled into a community border. But they're fun. And
yeah.
The individual nature of them, the quirkiness of them, the fact that somebody has actually thought about using a knitted scarf as a bee hotel, all of that is complete, you know, innovation. It's interesting and a talking point.
They are really, really diverse.
Yeah, they are. And I think that the borders, all of them are talking points. They're talking points for visitors, and the exhibitors learn from each other. And overall, it's a very satisfying experience, I think, for everyone involved.
Great stuff. Well, fully encourage people to come along and pop in an application, don't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and me from an assessment point of view, and you guys from a leadership. You're our leaders. What's new for 24 then? Can you let us into some trade secrets? Who's doing the feature garden, things like that?
Well, you may have seen that we've made quite a lot of noise about this, but we are thrilled that Adam Frost Adam Frost is doing our headline feature garden at the show next year. So
great.
Adam, you know, is a huge friend of the family. He is the, you know, brilliant presenter on the programme, but he's also just a really, really nice guy and a real keen gardener. So he is coming and doing a headline garden all around alfresco cooking.
Fantastic.
And, you know, he said if he wasn't going to be a gardener, he would have been a chef. So for him, food and edibles and grow your own is a big passion. So that's going to be reflected in his garden next year.
Fantastic. Well, Adam's been on the Happy Garden podcast, you see.
Oh, brilliant. So,
Arit Anderson's been on the Happy Garden podcast. Shall we name drop? But I believe, Lucy, you have a question for me.
I do. I actually need you to be there every day of the show next year.
Okay.
So I'm looking at your diary and I've got a few things up my sleeve for you. So
okay.
There might be some more things than being involved in the Plant Expert.
Yes, okay. Yeah, please, please. Yes. And the answer to that is yes.
Brilliant.
We'll book it out after we've finished and done and dusted.
Brilliant.
Listen, guys, thank you very, very much for taking the time to come here. Bob, you've driven up from Devon, sorry. You've driven up from Devon to be here today. And Lucy's driven up from London to come and talk to my learners at Winterbourne House and Gardens about beautiful borders. Thank you very, very much for the year on support, basically for my students, but also for the West Midlands. You know, it's great. The show itself is such a big event. 91,000 people is not to be sniffed at, is it, at the end of the day? It's such a massive event. And horticulture changes people's lives. You know, I'm involved with a community business that people know about now. And our strapline is growing people with plants. So it really, really does make a difference what you guys are doing and your constant support for the people of the West Midlands. Thank you very, very much for your time.
Thank you. Pleasure. Oh,
thanks again. Thank and keep
you.
Doing what you're doing. It's absolutely superb.
Absolutely
really
will.
Is.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Happy Garden, Molly Green and Darren Rudge.
What a load of old manure. Darren, I wasn't gonna do loads of questions today because I want to protect your voice. but we do have one from Egypt Jean, which I will plop in today.
Yes.
All right, Egypt. All right, Darren. My daughter has this. Now, I have forwarded you this email, haven't I?
Yes.
My daughter has this growing in her garden, brackets, recently moved into this house. I've put some in my rose bowl. I think it looks very beautiful and very festive. But my question is to Darren, A, what is it? And B, can I take a cutting? Merry Christmas to you both, Molly and Darren. And that's Egypt Jean.
Okay, Egypt Jean, what you've got there is a plant called Skimmia japonica, okay, with those gorgeous red berries. They're really easy to take cuttings from, actually. What you need to do is you've got those lovely green slender leaves that you've sent a picture of. If you look down the stem, what you'll see is you'll see some little black buds as you work down the stem from the rosette of leaves. And what you need to do is you need to count four buds down. So if you can find those little black buds, or sometimes they just feel like bumps, and then cut below the fourth one and then pop that into some cutting compost. Remember, cutting compost, folks, is really easy to make. Multi-purpose compost, 50% of that. Mix with 50% perlite, vermiculite or grit. Mix it together. That gives you a really free-draining compost. Pop that into a pot. Put around about five cuttings in around about a 5-inch a pot. Pop it on your sunny windowsill, put a polythene bag over the top and leave for around about 6 weeks. Just turn every other day so that the humidity throws up the water onto the bag, doesn't it? And you don't want that dripping back onto your cuttings. But within 6 weeks, you'll have roots on your cuttings and then you can pop them up and you can have loads of skimmias. Now, they do like an acid soil condition, Egypt Jean, so just be aware of that. But if you've got one growing in the garden, guess what soil conditions you might have? Yeah, you'll have acid soil conditions. That's how to propagate them. And they are a wonderful, wonderful plant to have at this time of year. And I would suggest that you've got a cultivar called Rubella because of the colour of those wonderful, wonderful fruits that are in your rose bowl. How fabulous is that, Molly?
Yeah, beautiful.
Wonderful stuff. They're beautiful. What a lovely picture.
And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Egypt Jean.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, sweetheart. Whoa. Happy New Year. Darren.
Hello.
Oh, you blown your nose?
Yeah.
Blown your nozzle. My legs are cold.
Yeah?
I might go and put some pyjama bottoms on.
I have no sympathy.
Why? Because you're iller than me. I have no sympathy. Well, you know, you've got your leisure pants on. I've only got my dressing gown on. My legs are getting really chilly. So Well, I was going to say, can you do a musical interlude? I'm going to really miss the musical interludes because...
Well, we could try a musical interlude every now and then.
Well, the whole of December, you did Christmas carols, which went down very well. I've had some really nice emails about your singing.
Really?
Yes. But I don't know as that I can ask you to sing when you've got COVID. I mean, that's a big ask, isn't it?
I don't know.
What would you sing anyway?
Well, I think I did Silent Night. I've done Red Nose... Red Nose...
Yeah.
Red Rudolph.
Him.
The Red Nose Reindeer. I think I did Oh, Come All You Faithful.
Yeah.
What could I possibly
do? I don't know what's apt for New Year.
Oh, I've got one.
Have you?
It might not be a carol, but I've got one.
All right. Are you okay?
Okay.
Let me think. I've got Run Down the Bedroom. I will probably pop to the loo as well.
All right.
So maybe 60 seconds.
Okay.
You think you'll be all right?
Yeah, I'll be okay.
All right, headphones going off. Be good, Darren. Go.
Right, folks, she's gone again. Leaves it all to us. Are you ready? A ray of hope flickers through the sky. A shining star lights up way up high. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born. A silent wish flickers through the trees. There you are. How about that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what you were singing. I just sat back down.
When a child was born.
Boney M?
No.
Who sings
the Johnny Mathis?
Oh, sorry. It's not Boney M.
Come on.
Did Boney M do it?
I think so, yeah. I could have done that one.
Which one?
I could have the Boney M one. I never thought of doing that. That was quite good, actually.
I'm just going to Google it. When a child was born.
Mary's boy child was born.
Oh, there we go, yeah. I knew there was some children in it. Oh, no, you're right. Oh, no, When a Child is Born, Boney M.
Did you, really?
Yeah, hang on.
God. Well, you're the DJ between us, aren't you?
Oh, I can't play that.
I only listen to the radio.
Anyway, I'm sure it was brilliant, and I'll put a bit of echo on in post-production, and great.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Good.
I mean, you'll have to check the wording. I think we get away with the copyright because I changed some of the words.
It was our own version, my lud. It'll be fine. Yeah, it'll be fine. Shall we do a bit of tree cycling? So
yes.
By the time this goes out, by the time I've edited it and put it out, it will. People will probably be listening in 2024 and they'll have their decks down. Decks Down Day, well, Twelfth Night is a festival in some branches of Christianity which marks the beginning of Epiphany. Now, a count of exactly 12 days from the 25th of December arrives on January the 5th. That's according to the Church of England. That is Twelfth Night. But the day of Epiphany, which is when the three wise men came, is the day after, which is January the 6th. But not everybody agrees. Some Christian groups count the 12th day of Christmas as starting the day after Christmas Day, making it January the 6th, the 12th night. Some other countries which follow the 6th tradition are Germany, Poland, Czech Republic. So 5th or 6th, it'll be soon. And I don't know about you, Darren, I'm quite looking forward to Dex Down Day. I've had enough.
Well, enough Christmas Eve.
Christmas has gone on for a long time this year.
Humbug.
Well, for me, because I put Christmas up in mid-November, I'm done really now. It's fine. So.
You all spent.
I'm spent. Now, listen, if you did have a proper tree, a real tree, then you might wonder what to do with it. I do have some Christmas music, actually, Darren. This will probably be the last time we'll be able to play it. So shall I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. So, yeah, if you did have a real tree, now the government does estimate that we dispose of 8 million trees a year. So let's not get them in landfill, which is obviously costly to the environment and the taxpayer. And the cost of landfilling 8 million trees apparently does like £22 million.
Yeah,
so we don't want to throw them in landfill bins. So obviously real Christmas trees are biodegradable. They will break down over time. Lots of alternatives to give your tree a second life. But before you start, make sure you take all the decorations off, including any tinsel, any garlands off the tree, because obviously they're not going to break down naturally and will cause some harm to wildlife that might get tangled up in it. So some things to consider as to where you can take your tree. You start, Darren.
Well, local authorities is the place to start. Many local authorities offer a drop-off or tree recycling service, and your tree will be put to a good use by being chipped and used locally. Visit your local authority's website, local charity recyclings, for a small fee. Some charities will pick up your tree. They will take your donation and use that as a good cause. And garden centres, check with your local garden centres. They often collect them and chip them for use on as a flower bed mulch or a wood chip. And zoos, would you believe? Some zoos will take an old Christmas tree for their enclosures for enrichment or food. And alternatively, if you're feeling crafty and want to reuse your tree, here are Forestry England's top tips. Said that wrong.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't say it wrong. I thought you were pausing because
they're not there. They are. They're below.
There we are.
Sorry.
The music has just finished.
Do you want to do that again?
That all went a bit wrong, didn't it? No, no, it's fine.
Because I was going to lead on to you to say. I didn't realise the ones below were Forestry England's top tips. I hadn't bloody read it.
Don't worry about it. I haven't got time to be editing out mistakes, so I'm just going to leave them in this week. No one will mind. Okay. It's the in-between bit, and you've got COVID. I'll just blame you. The music had run out. Do we want the music again?
Yeah.
Is that the police?
Yeah.
Found you. Oh, you're having the music again. This is a terrible podcast, isn't it, this week? Let's carry on. So... It is normally...
Over to you, Molly.
More professional, normally. We'll be next year. Over to me then, Darren. Forestry England. You see, Richard from Forestry England was going to do this slot, if you remember last week. I was going to pre-record it. And he was ill. He got something as well.
Has he got COVID?
He might have. I don't think he'd tested, but he wasn't well. He said he felt like he'd been hit by a bus and sorry, he can't help me.
That's it then. That's COVID.
Hence, we've got to do. Hence, we're fumbling through this. So, Forestry England say ponds, trees will decompose well in water. So, if you've got a large pond in your garden, your Christmas tree could provide a habitat for fish. Bung it in your pond. Which I wouldn't have thought of that. That's good. Mulching it, chip or chop up the tree into as many bits as you can. Leave it to decompose around the garden. Shake the needles onto the flower bed. For the birds, you could pop your tree outside on its stand and hang feeders or fat balls from it, giving sustenance to birds through the harsh winter months. And then, final element. Darren, this would have been a brilliant one for either Darren's larder or money-saving tips. You can do the pine needle potpourri if you like.
Okay. Well, pine needle potpourri. Fill a large bowl with dried stems or fallen needles from your pine tree. Next, add some lemon and orange rind, a cinnamon stick, whole cloves and some nutmegs to the mixture. To store it, place the mixture in jars or wrap in newspaper. If you're a dab hand with a sewing machine, you can make some scented sachets or pillows for drawers and wardrobes. How about that?
Yeah, that's really, really nice. And then final element, saw up the trunk, stack the logs to make a log pile habitat for insects, amphibians such as toads, frogs and newts. They'll love you for it. I'll miss the Christmas music.
You made a fist of that.
It was a... Do you think I ought to put some sort of thing at the end, some sort of apology? Some caveat.
Sorry.
Or I could put a code to the right at the beginning of the podcast, just saying...
Darren's fault.
..what you're about to hear. No one minds this bit in between. Are you doing that just for effect? We'll do that at the end as well, just as an apology. Big nose blow.
Number 27 in the country. This is professional. Top quality, this is.
Yeah. Oh, my Darren. Well, there you go. There's that bit done. By the way, I'll forward you these. I haven't got time to read them all out today. Well, I could do if you want, but I've had a fair selection of emails and all sorts of messages wishing you a happy birthday.
Darren is born on a Christmas day, on a Christmas day, to save the lives of the plants, give a new life through the year.
Oh yeah, not only were you ill with the vid on Christmas Day, for Christmas, because obviously your birthday on Christmas Day, so it's a double whammy.
Yeah.
Oh. Deb says, happy birthday, Mr. Rudge. Thank you very much for all the information, all the inspiration. The proper belly laughs until my sides have hurt. Here's to more in 2024. Thanks, Deb, in Forbridge.
Oh, thanks, Debs.
I've had lots of them. I'll have to forward you some. Oh, here's one from Mike. This isn't about your birthday. It is a joke. It's a follow-on joke. Just out and about, Molly, walking and listening to the podcast. Re your Dalai Lama joke, ... There's more. So do you remember my Dalai Lama joke was...
Yeah.
Dalai Lama walked into a pizza shop and he said, can you make me one with everything? Love that. Mike has said, here's a follow-on, make me one with everything. But when he handed over the money to pay for it, he only received his pizza, a receipt and a smile. Dalai Lama says, but what about my change? Pizza man says, but I thought you believed the change must come from within. Good. Thank you.
Why are you going to love my mice jokes?
Well, shall we do them now? Let me put my glasses on.
Yeah, let's do my mice jokes.
Hang on, let me find the joke music. There it is. All right, then let's go ski.
Now in the Happy Garden.
It's about time for some Alan Titters. Brace yourself for your gardening jokes of the week from Darren Rudge.
Go on then, let's be having you.
What do mice send at Christmas, Molly?
Oh, I don't know.
Christmas cards.
Oh, good, Darren, good. Yeah, 2-1.
What are mice, or is it meeses, as plural?
Meeses.
Favourite, what is their favourite action movie?
Start again, Darren.
What is a mice's favourite action movie?
I don't know.
Fast and Furious.
Oh, that was on over Christmas. Yeah, good. Did you make these up? Have you got some sort of pamphlet?
Can you tell?
2.
My pet mouse, Elvis, was in a bit of a pickle yesterday.
Yeah.
He was caught in a trap.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, by the way, 101 mice now. That's the count this morning.
Oh, Lord.
3.
Why don't elephants like computers?
Oh, now I've heard this one before, but I can't think of the answer. Over to you.
They're frightened of the mouse.
There we are. Oh, come on. Why didn't I? Yes. Frightened of the mouse, yeah.
What did the cat say to the mouse?
I don't know. What did the cat say to the mouse?
Catch you later.
Good. Good, Dan. Oh.
Now, the good news story, Molly, is that the bell ringer in Burton-on-Trent was released from hospital today.
Burton-on-Trent?
After not letting go of the rope were ringing the bells. Apparently, it was a bit nasty, and apparently, he caught his ding-dong merrily on high.
Oh, Darren, that's really good. Why is he in Derbyshire? Oh, what's that?
I don't know. Oh, this is my coffee. This is my morning coffee.
Oh, I could hear the door was opening. Coffee delivery. Say hello to her for us.
And here's Mrs. Darren.
Hi, Darren, Mrs. Oh, she can't hear me.
Tell Molly how much you loved your Christmas present.
What? Oh, my God, she said, what Christmas present? Leave that.
Actually, it was beautiful. It was a lovely bottle of Coco Chanel.
Oh! What, really?
No, sorry, Coco Canal.
Oh, that's funny. Oh,
she's gone now.
I know, I could hear it. Oh, dear. See,
that's the coffin.
Oh.
It's the coffin lid.
She's come back in.
She's come back in now.
Oh, I know. Now, I know you don't keep this grudging. Oh.
That's me, coffee.
Oh. Oh. It's all happening today, isn't it?
There's 6 jokes there.
Had you finished?
Did you like the ding-dong merrily on high?
I did. Yeah. That was really good. I liked it that it was set in Burton-upon-Trent randomly. I liked it really. Right, I think... I can't believe we got through that. I think we're... Yeah, that's it. You've just got jobs left and then you can... Oh. Ooh.
It's all right. I'm all right. I'm all right.
So we'll just do... Andy Lowndes returning, by the way, this year, next year. Whenever you're listening to it. 2024. So we've got all sorts to come in 2024. I'm looking forward, because we're a fairly new podcast, Darren, and we kind of started towards the end of the year. I'm really, really looking forward to our Happy Garden podcast as spring comes and then summer rolls on. We have got so much to do. So many giggles to have, haven't we, in 2024?
There's going to be loads of stuff that we're going to get into.
Yeah.
And like, as Molly says, as we're a young podcast,
yeah.
This is podcast 17, I think.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. We still don't overly know what we're doing, but it'll be we'll get there. Well, we've got all the shows, because you're judging here, there and everywhere. And we need to hand it over to you as well. Anything you'd like Darren to investigate, or Andy Lowndes on a historical, horticultural aspect, he'll do that for you. Or anything you need Darren to delve into, or anything you want that just the podcast, you know, whether it's keeping chickens in the garden or decking or paving, or it literally could be anything to do with garden or gardening. We'll sort it for you, won't we, our Dazzler?
Anything we can help with, yeah. Totally and utterly. Anything we can help with, we'll do. But no question is too small, folks. No question is too big, really, apart from the length of the answer. But don't feel that, you know, I can't ask this question, because please do.
Yeah.
And we'll always help you out best we can anyway.
And we've all started somewhere, so don't ever think, you know, a question's silly, because if you've thought about it, then probably loads of other people have thought about it as well. So we'll finish with some jobs, Darren, for the week ahead.
Yes.
That's
just the dustbin men.
Oh, is that
outside?
Is it? Is it dustbin day where you are?
Dustbin day where I am.
Dustbin day.
See, life goes on, doesn't it?
It does. You know, no matter how ill you are, yeah.
Yeah.
Weather-wise, here we are. I'm just having a look for. Oh, look, New Year's Eve's going to rain, and the first week doesn't look too good. Oh, we've got snow. We've got a snowflake on the 8th. Of January.
Ooh.
And the 9th of January. Ooh. So maybe we will get some winter in a couple of weeks. But we're recording this on Wednesday the 27th and it's still very wet and very mild. So here's some jobs to get on with in the next few days.
Now in the Happy Garden.
Oh, I say, sweetie, this is my favourite bit. Time for Darren to be absolutely flabulous and regale us with his gardening jobs for the week ahead.
Well, yes...
Go.
So, folks, if you've got bedding plants out there, you planted up for winter and spring displays, pick over those plants. Some of those plants might have died during the weather that we've had over the Christmas period. So, you know, get out to your garden centres, get out and about. Good time to get out and about, actually. And pop in some wallflowers and some pansies, some primulas, those sorts of things, and top up your bedding displays. Make sure that they're actually super, super superb. You'll have all that colour to come, won't you? Now, don't forget that the lawn can still be mowed as long as it's not too wet and not too sticky. You can still aerate. You can still actually tidy up the edges. Give that a good cut back. And it's an excellent time for planting all sorts of things, as I said earlier in the podcast. But how about fruit trees and bushes? Things like apples, pears, blackcurrants, raspberries, all those sorts of things can be planted right now. And if you haven't already done so, then dig over that ground and basically prepare your vegetable plot.
Nice. Is that still the bin men?
There they are. Yeah, it's the recycling men.
Oh, it's recycling day.
They're here now. Yes, recycling day. And they're such a happy bunch.
Are they? Is that sarcasm? I tell you what.
It's sarcasm.
I tell you who I spoke to the other day, constipated cat Simon, who's a long-term listener, and he's called Constipated Cat Simon because we helped him with a cat who was surprisingly constipated. I think the answer was make it eat pumpkin, put some pumpkin puree on. Anyway, he wants to come on because he's in the local onion club, and he was talking about he's going to get his onions in on Boxing Day, and I still will have to get you on the podcast soon, so Constipated Cat's coming on soon.
Excellent.
I'll tell you what I've got here at my knees. Guess what this is?
I have no idea.
It's your Christmas present. Hang on.
Is it my Christmas present?
Christmas presents.
Yeah. Your Christmas present.
I've got...
that. You got those. You got that. Got one of them, and you've got one of them. Oh, have I got a mug?
Part of your Christmas present.
A mug. Hang on, let me get... I still wrapped yours. Here we are. Here's the bottom. Here's
one. We've got to get together then.
Wait. Here's a bit of your Christmas present. Wait. Oh, that doesn't sound right. And I think it's the same thing as what you've... do yours again.
Yeah. Oh. I think mine's slightly more...
No, see, you've got a mug. I might as well just tell you. That sounds like that's a glass.
You see. The drinking glass.
Oh, ace.
And I got you some of this as well.
Oh, don't use it. You've got some as well, but I can't... Listen, you've got something to spray as well, look. Yeah?
Wow.
And then you've got that to wear. Ooh. And you've got that... Oh, exciting.
Doesn't smell very nice.
We could just keep these for next year, couldn't we?
Yeah.
I don't know when I'll get to see you. Anyway. Your gifts are waiting when we do catch up.
Excellent.
Do you need anything for you and Mrs. Darren? Do you need a food pot? Do you want a bag of chips or anything, like, delivered to the door? Are you going to be... Have you got food in?
We're okay.
Are you?
We're all right
for food.
Oh, yeah,
that's okay.
I'll send up a balloon if we need anything.
Text me if you need me, all right? I'm not far away.
Yeah, I will do. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you on your COVID bed for turning up and doing the Happy Garden podcast.
Well, I could not do it, could I?
This week. To be fair, you could have said no, so thank you for not saying no. And Happy New Year to you. I guess you won't be out celebrating, really, will you?
It's doubtful.
Doubtful, yeah.
Not unless I suddenly become negative.
Okay. Yeah, good luck when you test. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to Mrs. Darren. And Happy New Year to everybody listening to the Happy Garden podcast. And here's to 2024.
Happy New Year!
Sorry, what? I'm going to leave it there because Darren's clearly got a fever. No, I will leave the last word to you. Do a good Darren Rudge bye.
Bye!
You twit. Tra-daz.
You've been listening to the Happy Garden Podcast with Molly Green and Darren Rudge. If you'd like to send them an email, get in touch with the Happy Garden Podcast by emailing thehappygardenpodcast@gmail.com. Follow them on social media. Just search for the Happy Garden Podcast. Can we say Happy Garden Podcast just one more time? The Happy Garden Podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.